Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, there are many virtues and excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The first caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is reported to have said, sending salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes sins faster than water extinguishes fire. And sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior to freeing a slave. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, from here we learn the power of Durood-e Pak. Therefore, whenever we get the opportunity to recite Durood-e Pak, we should leave everything to one side and just out of love and focus, we should recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite collectively. Those who are watching this on Madani channel, let's all recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet, the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, a truthful intention is the best action. Please make sure you stay tuned, watch this till the end, in particular listen to the speech, because today's topic, you can say it is relevant and important to every single one of us. Those who are sitting here at Fizan-e Madina, those who are watching this at the comforts of your home or wherever you are, this topic that we are going to touch today is relevant and it's personal. It's something that we need to be alerted about. So please make sure you stay tuned, watch the program, and those who are here, listen to the speech with full focus, as if this bayan, this talk is centered just for me. This bayan is being delivered for me. And this thing, what I've just mentioned, is not just relevant to those who are sitting here, but I'm talking to myself as well. This is how important this topic is. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing a very important topic. But before this, let's collectively reflect upon some good intentions. Why should we be here? We are here for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We will listen to the Islamic knowledge. We will try to take lessons to improve ourselves. We will try to learn about this particular disease that we need to be aware of. And also, inshallah, we will try to gain some cures for this disease so that we can do the treatment for this ailment as well, inshallah. My dear brothers, whilst we are here, it is important to know that in the world that we live in, we divide our health in two parts: physical health and spiritual health. From the physical side of the world, if someone becomes ill or he gets a disease that is destructive, that is harmful for him, he takes extra caution. He becomes worried. He becomes scared. The first thing he does, he calls the ambulance or his family members, loved ones, take him to the hospital. And in the hospital, they treat him as a high priority patient. And depending on the illness, then a special treatment will be done. However, did you know there are some illnesses which are spiritual? You don't see them physically. But there are some signs, there are some indicators of spiritual diseases that are lethal, destructive, and they can harm not just your physical being, but also your spiritual side. And not just the dunya that it will harm, but most importantly, it is harmful for our own akhirah. It is a cause of destruction at the time of death, is a cause of trouble in the grave, and also on the day of Qiyamah. It is such disease that can lead a person to be thrown in the fire of hell. This is the importance and significance of this topic that we are going to talk about. And what is this? The spiritual disease is when a person becomes stone-hearted. His heart becomes stiff and rigid. What does that mean? What are the harms of being stone-hearted? And how can we cure this? This is our topic today, inshallah. In this short time that we have here, we will try to understand this illness, this disease. At the same time, we'll try to take some cure from today's bayan, inshallah. But first of all, let's look at the definition. What does it mean? When we say someone has become stone-hearted, his heart has become stiff, hard, rigid, what does it mean? First thing to keep in mind before the definition, that this spiritual disease of someone's heart becoming like a stone, this disease, it leads to many sins. It is destructive. It can affect the person's iman. A person can lose his faith if he doesn't find cure for this. And let me start off with a definition that has been mentioned in one of the exemplary commentary of the Quran, the latest Quran translation and modern commentary that has been written in our time, Tafsir Siratul Jinan. In the volume number 4, page 370, with regards to this spiritual disease of the heart becoming stiff or someone becoming stone-hearted, it mentions a heart that does not think about death and the hereafter becomes hard and it refuses to accept advice. The individual develops an interest in sins and feels no regret, and he does not seek forgiveness. So this is the definition of someone's heart becoming like a stone. And this is not an ordinary disease. This is something we need to be aware of. This is so destructive that Allah Almighty in the glorious Quran has condemned this. Our Rabb, Allah the Most High, has mentioned in verse number 74 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. The translation from Kanzul Iman, your hearts became hard thereafter. So they are like rocks, rather even harder. My dear brothers, this is the translation of verse number 74 of Surah Al-Baqarah. The question is, in this verse, when there's a mention about stone-hearted people, who does it refer to? In the commentary, it says that from these stone-hearted people mentioned in this verse, this refers to the people of Bani Israel. Bani Israel of the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. They saw miracles of great Prophet of Allah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. They saw this. They witnessed this, they've experienced this right before them. Even then, how did they react to them? They remained heedless. They ignored this. their hearts became hard like rocks. A rock, remember this, in the Quran it refers their hearts became harder than the rock. Harder than the rock. And remember this, a rock can accept the effects of a river. The rock is something that has attribute of being very hard and stiff. It's tough, tough to break. However, even a rock accepts an effect of a river, and change by cracking open and allowing water to flow through. And the world is witness of this. It has happened many times. And small fall out. And some stones, they fall out of fear of Allah Almighty. Some stones, they fall out of fear of Allah Almighty. However, humans who have been given intellect and understanding, whose senses are strong, and who perceive the evidences and punishments of previous nations, these humans do not turn to the obedience of Allah the Most High. They turn a blind eye. Therefore, in this verse of the Quran, it is referred to such people, their hearts have become like stone, like rocks, even harder than the rocks. This is from the glorious Quran. And those people who have been diagnosed or who have this spiritual disease of being stone-hearted, they are condemned in the prophetic ahadith as well. Remember this. This illness of being stone-hearted, this can cause a person to fall and be drowned into sins. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the greatest punishment for a believer is for his heart to become hard. Listen to this carefully again. Those who are not paying attention, those who are watching this and just think, you know, looking here and there, listen to this verse, listen to this narration again. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, the greatest punishment for a believer is for his heart to become hard. A heart of stone causes one to sin more. It distances him from Islam. It eradicates the pleasure of worship. He loses interest in ibadat. He doesn't want to go to masjid. He doesn't want to recite Quran. He doesn't want to do the tasbih. He doesn't want to do anything good. It distances him from the pleasure of worship, the pleasure of the tilawat of the Quran, the pleasure of the zikr of Allah Almighty. This disease turns one away from the mercy of Allah Almighty. It is a sign of great misfortune. That person is so sad. It's the worst ever thing that can happen to a person. It is a spiritual disease that creates many other diseases. My dear brothers, with regards to such people who have become stone-hearted, let me share with you two powerful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, a stone-hearted person is distant from the mercy of Allah Almighty. And another report, our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, four things are from misfortune. Four things are from misfortune. Number one, the inability to cry. The inability to cry. The hardness of the heart. Having unrealistic hopes. Greed for the world. My dear brothers, from this we have learned that being stone-hearted deprives one from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And it is a cause of eternal misfortune. Many people complain today. Many of us here, many those who are watching this on Madri channel, many of us complain in this world. We say that we've got so many problems. It is like that mountains of problems have struck us. We got financial problems, family problems, mental issues, society problems, peer pressure, all sort of issues we are being attacked with. My dear brothers, we have financial problems, we have business problems, we have all sort of type of problems we are stuck in. The question is, a question for me and you. The question is, can it be that our hearts become like a stone? We have become stone-hearted to such a level that because of this condition, this state that we are in, we are being deprived from the mercy of Allah. Our hearts become harder than stone, and we are blind from this. Every illness, my dear brothers, has symptoms. There are indicators to diagnose this particular disease. Now let's briefly look at those illnesses. Let's look at those signs, these indicators, and reflect upon ourselves. Are these signs in us? The first sign that I'm going to mention here, the sign of being stone-hearted, is the lack of desire to perform worship. When you don't feel attracted to ibadat, you don't want to perform your salah, you are lazy to perform your wudu, you're not making efforts to go to the masjid, you're not performing your salah with jama'at, you're not making effort to recite the Quran, you're not feeling this desire. There's no attraction, there's nothing, there's no pulling factor that is taking you towards worship. When you come to the masjid, we see this on the Jumu'ah, we see in daily salah. You perform your salah, but what happens straight after salah? As soon as the imam does a salam on the second side, what happens? We just want to go. We become restless. We want to leave. It is as if we're like a bird that has been caged. It's been locked up in a cage and it's waiting for a moment to fly out from this cage. For some reason, our hearts don't feel content. They don't feel at peace when we are in the masjid. When we are worshipping, we don't remain here. We don't stay behind. My dear brothers, regarding this sign is actually very alarming. Having lack of pleasure and attraction for worship. This is quite alarming because this is actually a sign of hypocrites, a munafiq. In the Quran, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they stand for the prayer, they do so most unwillingly. It is as if they are being forced. My dear brothers, first of all, let us ask Allah Almighty to protect us from this calamity and to grant us steadfastness, focus and sincerity in our worship and the tilawat of the Quran. My dear brothers, another sign, another indicator of this spiritual disease of being stone-hearted is when someone is reminded about the hereafter or hears about people dying suddenly. You see this day in, day out. You see people passing away. You see children passing away. You see youngsters passing away. You see people who were normal when they went to sleep but didn't wake up in the morning. Someone who left his home for his job, on the way he had an accident and just passed away immediately. We see this, we hear this so many times. But what happens? It does concern us. We don't take any lessons. We don't reflect. My dear brothers, good advice does not have an effect on that person. This is the second indicator. And the third indicator of this spiritual disease is a person who has become stone-hearted. He gives preference to this temporary world instead of the eternal life of the hereafter. A person strives to attain all the pleasures of the dunya. He puts all his efforts in his exams, in his skills, to pass relevant courses, to achieve high in business, to accumulate money, to run after wealth, he'll do everything. But he disconnects from his akhirah. He's not concerned of how he's earning the money. Is it halal? Is it haram? Am I doing it through the right means? Am I doing it through the wrong? That doesn't bother him. He just becomes drowned in accumulating wealth and in the lust of the dunya. For him, he just wants one thing. He is only after the dunya and is blind from the akhirah. The fourth sign of being stone-hearted is when the boundaries of Allah Almighty are broken in front of him, and immodesty, immorality, and sins occur. He does not feel ashamed or uncomfortable due to his weak faith. Do we not see this happening in our society? Do we not see this happening in functions, in wedding programs, in parties? Do we not see these things happening in various campaigns in our society? That people break the boundaries of Sharia. They commit many sins. We are fully aware of them. These things happen in front of us. And what is worse, that one is to observing all the wrong that is happening in front of us and feeling sad and embarrassed and ashamed of this, being regretful for being there. But what is sad, what is worse, is we don't even feel bad. We feel pleasure in sins. There are many people, you find various videos on social media when they are committing haram. Whatever they are doing, it is out of the teachings of Islam. And whilst they're doing this, what do they say? They say, Alhamdulillah, you know, I've made this video, I did this particular act, and I've got X million of viewership. I've got so and so millions of viewership. So many people have commented. So many people are talking about this. What do they say? They say, Alhamdulillah. They're committing haram acts. And on top of this, they're saying, Alhamdulillah. And many of us, we are seeing this is wrong happening. It's not right. It's not legitimate. What do we do? Forget about turning a blind eye. We are promoting it. We are encouraging these things. And today we have learned, turning a blind eye when the boundaries of Sharia are broken. This is one of the signs of a person being stone-hearted. His heart is not in a good state. My dear brothers, the question is, what causes a person to become stone-hearted? How does he reach there? How does a person get to that extreme level? It's not right at the beginning. His heart was clean. It was pure. He didn't commit sins when he was born. He was innocent. He didn't commit sins. He was clean sheet. How did he get to that level? To such extreme that his heart has become stone-hearted. That individual has become stone-hearted. Some of the causes are, when the heart is overwhelmed with the love of the dunya, when the heart has become overwhelmed for the love of the world, it no longer finds worship and dhikr of Allah Almighty to be appealing. This is one of the causes, the love of the dunya. The second, useless talks, speaking without thinking. Whatever comes on your tongue, you just say it. A lot of us, what do we say? Look, I speak on the face. Whatever I need to say, I just say it. I don't need to hide. So whatever you are feeling inside, you just express this without having a filter, without controlling your tongue. You're keeping your tongue loose. This is a cause that leads you to many diseases. It can cause, take you to backbiting, hatred, all sort of issues. My dear brothers, time is not on my side today to elaborate on these, but I'm just going to touch just briefly on these, then inshallah, quickly I will touch upon the Sunnah of the Pious. Another cause of this disease is laughing excessively. You know, some people have a habit. When they're with friends, when they're in a group, they'll have a giggle, they have a laugh. They just go over the top. And this habit of laughing a lot, this is actually a sign of something that makes the heart stiff and rigid. So we need to be careful. We should smile. We should have, you know, pleasure feeling, you know, happy moments. But don't laugh excessively. Don't go crazy. In Urdu, we use the term qahqaha. Don't laugh to such a level you're making noise. Because this is one of the signs. Our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has reminded us and said, refrain from laughing a lot because it removes the noor of the face. It removes the light, the noor, the ruhaniya of the face. Another cause of your heart being stiff and rigid is being heedless from the dhikr of Allah Almighty. Your heart is void, it's empty. It doesn't have the remembrance, the dhikr of Allah Almighty in his heart. My dear brothers, another cause for this issue, this disease is, and this is again something, unfortunately, due to this food culture, probably all of us, or most of us, we probably fall into this. This indicator, this cause of this particular disease is eating full stomach. Filling your stomach as much as you can until it doesn't have any more space. Until it starts aching. Eating a lot. Excessive eating, filling your stomach, what does it do? Where it is harmful for many health issues that you face, but also it is a cause of your hearts becoming rigid and stiff. My dear brothers, this great scholars such as Sayyidina Ma'ruf Tarqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, eating excessively makes the heart hard. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, today, just in brief, we've heard some of the indicators, some of the reasons that cause this issue. Now, let's look at the harms. What are the harms? If someone has become stone-hearted, what's the harm? First thing that we need to keep in mind, a person who has become stone-hearted, he becomes brave. He becomes strong in committing sins. He doesn't care. He's not bothered. And this is something we need to be careful. Another harm, a person who is involved in this disease. Allahu Akbar. This disease deprives one from the worship of Allah. This person does not want to do ibadat now. He doesn't have that attachment. He doesn't feel that pull. He doesn't feel that pleasure in engaging in worship. Our Rabb Allah Ta'ala mentioned the glorious Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship. He loses his purpose of life because he is running away from ibadah. Another place Allah Almighty says in the glorious Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in virtue, in goodness. The purpose of our lives. Why did Allah Almighty create us? Why are we here? Allah Almighty has created us to worship Him. That is the objective and purpose of our life. To perform as many good deeds as we can. But a stone-hearted person, he becomes heedless and blind from this. Another harm of this spiritual disease, this is quite serious now. Allahu Akbar. A person who becomes stone-hearted, this disease destroys the good deeds of the past. All the good things that he has done, all the good things a person does, all that can be wiped off. Can be burnt. Our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, 6 things destroy your good deeds. 6 things destroy good deeds. Listen to them carefully. Number 1, finding faults in people. Stone-hearted, love for the dunya, immodesty, unrealistic hopes, excessive cruelty, zulm. These are things burn your good deeds. They destroy your goodness. Allahu Akbar. But this, all these are quite lethal. However, when a person becomes stone-hearted, one of the worst things for him is that this individual becomes distance from the mercy of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seek goodness from the merciful people of my ummah and stay close to them. Do not seek goodness from the stone-hearted people because they are cursed. Stone-hearted people are cursed. What does that mean? Stone-hearted people are deprived from the mercy of Allah. They are distant from the mercy of Allah. My dear brothers, the question for me and you is, now we become aware of this illness. But how should we cure this? What can we do to get rid of this issue? My dear brothers, some of the things we need to be aware of, and we need to train our minds and hearts towards this. Number 1, we need to instill the fear of Allah Almighty in our hearts. Reciting the glorious Quran, reflecting upon the verses regarding punishment of Allah Almighty will instill the fear of Allah in our hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, I will read the translation. Allah sent down the best book, similar and repeatedly recited. The skins of those who fear their Lord tremble due to it. Then their skins and their hearts soften for the remembrance of Allah. My dear brothers, from here we learn one of the attributes of the pious, the great scholars of Islam, is when they hear the remembrance of Allah Almighty. When they hear the dhikr of Allah Almighty, their hair stands on end, their bodies tremble, and their hearts find peace. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us the ability to truly fear Him. My dear brothers, another cure for this illness is adopting a good company. Stay with the right people, pious people. When you're with them, remember this, a company has a big impact on your life. The iron, which is so hard and strong, the iron is softened and turned into tools because of the company. Gold is softened and turned into jewelry. Soil is softened and turned into field or garden. A flower is softened and turned into bread. When someone's heart softens, if you can soften your heart, a person becomes a saint, a Sufi, an Arif, someone who's close to Allah Ta'ala. A person who has a soft heart, having a soft heart is a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. And how do you attain this? By sitting in the company of good people. Ask yourself, those four or five people who are around you, those people you spend a lot of time, those people who you watch on social media, who you are so connected with, are they pious? Are they true people of Allah Ta'ala? My dear brothers, in the Quran, we are commanded, Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful. Those who are honest, those who are pious, be with them. Another cure for this disease is remember death. Remember death. Visit the cemetery. Go to the graveyards frequently. Remember death. Remember, there will be one night. There will be one night which will be our last night of our life. There will be one morning which will be our last morning of our life. We just don't know when that will happen. Death can be around the corner. The angel of death could be knocking any time. We don't know. We have no guarantee. We have no surety of how much we're going to live. Remember death. My dear brothers, make a habit to visit the graves. My dear brothers, we need to take self-accountability on a regular basis. Develop this habit of questioning yourself. Reflect upon this topic. Ask yourself, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you not do this? Hold yourself accountable. Discipline yourself. And to encourage us, we are so fortunate, my dear brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we are so fortunate that in this day and age where committing sins has become so easy for us, when even those who are so close and attached with us, they don't stop us. They don't stop us from committing sins. In fact, a lot of people encourage us. Committing sins have become so easy in this day and age. We are so fortunate that Allah Almighty has blessed us with this great network of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami for us is one of the great blessings from Allah Ta'ala. It's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. It's an environment, it's a shield for us. And I'll give you an example of how this is. How is Dawat Islami protecting us and guiding us and giving us these powerful reminders? My dear brothers, the founder of Dawat Islami, one of the great spiritual personality of our time, Maulana Ilyas Qadri, may Allah Ta'ala preserve him and give him long and healthy life. He has given us a book called Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds. It's got 72 questions a person should be asking himself. Some of them are daily, some are weekly, some are monthly, some are annually, and some are lifetime. It's like a guideline for us of things that you should be doing, things you should be avoiding. They are a reminder, small Q&A. From in this booklet of 72 action points, the question number 10. If someone fills this application regularly, or fills this book every day. It's like a form. You fill in every day. Yes or no. Yes or no. You tick it off. Every day. If you look at the question number 10. The question number 10 states, have you protected your ears from sins today? For example, have you saved your ears from listening to backbiting, music, evil, obscene conversation, and other haram tunes? Did you protect your ears for today? This is something that we don't even consider. We don't even think about this. This is something that we don't even consider, my dear brothers. But if those who have a habit of filling this form in, they get these powerful reminders. And a person who asks himself every day, did you protect your ears from sins today? Did you protect your eyes from sins today? Did you protect your hands from sins today? Did you perform your salah 5 times a day? If you ask this question every day, inshallah, you will be successful in disciplining yourself. Inshallah, you'll have the strength. You'll have the power to steer away from sins. And you'll fall in love in good deeds. You'll feel attracted towards worship. You will want to recite the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.